For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The sounds of evening will be heard in mid-afternoon on August 21st in many parts of South Carolina. It will be twilight for about 2.5 minutes at 2:41 p.m. That's when a strip of the Palmetto State from Greenville to Charleston will experience a total solar eclipse. Many people know about the eclipse but haven't made their plans to watch it 4 months in advance. But because recently the sun was in the exact position in the sky it will be on August 21st, University of South Carolina astronomer Steve Rodney began a dress rehearsal for the event. He advises others to do some rehearsals of their own.
You might want to go out and check. If you have a yard that's full of tall trees, or if you are going to be stepping out between tall office buildings, there's a possibility that you might get stuck in deep shade, and you want to be prepared for that.
Rodney added to the list of things people should plan for to maximize their enjoyment of the eclipse.
You want to be prepared in a place where you're going to have access to water and restrooms and shade, but you do want to have a place where you can get a good clear view of the sky, and you want to have a place where you can be with family and friends and doing things that you're going to enjoy. So bring your sun hats, pack your sunscreen, find a good place that you can be comfortable. It's a nice idea to bring a picnic blanket you can lay flat on or a beach chair to be relaxed and not craning your neck all through the eclipse.
Before the eclipse is total, special sun-filtering glasses must be worn to look at the sun, even when it's partly or even mostly covered by the moon. But Rodney said during this partial phase of the eclipse, there are other interesting effects people can observe.
So if you are in an area of dappled shade, where there are trees with interlocking leaves and branches, during the eclipse, each one of those crisscrossing patterns of the leaves will act like a tiny little pinhole camera. And during that moment of the partial eclipse, during the hour and a half before and after totality, you can see a beautiful speckled pattern of these crescent sun shapes on the ground.
This effect also can be achieved by holding a straw hat or a kitchen colander in the sun and seeing its crescent shadow scattered on the ground, said Rodney. Then, just before the eclipse becomes total, the moon and sun will produce another special effect.
You will see some bright features appear on the edge of the dark shadow of the moon, and these are what are sometimes called Bailey's beads or the diamond ring effect.
The Reverend Joel Osborne saw the diamond ring effect on March 7, 1970, when a total solar eclipse occurred in Sumter, which will also be in the path of totality this year. Osborne remembers the effect well.
And you got to see, like, the diamond ring effect when the last little bit of the moon's shadow completely obliterates the sun. There's going to be one little corner where you get a huge spark, and it looks just like a diamond ring. And then that blinks out. And then about a minute later, it pops up on the other side. It's something to see.
Then, the big event, total eclipse. Rodney said watchers can expect
the sky will go dark, and it will be as dark as deep twilight, and some bright stars and planets will begin to appear in the sky. And during that phase, the temperature will actually drop. It may drop by as much as 5 or even 10 degrees. During that phase, you may also see animals will do some peculiar things. Some of them may begin their nighttime routines thinking that it has been a sudden sunset.
Rodney has students looking for the best places on the USC campus for eclipse watching. His final advice is that people get to their desired locations early, pack lots of water, and stay off the roads, which may be jammed with others trying to get to their viewing spots. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.